Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Thank you. Good afternoon and welcome again to Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Mike Coates here with the second hour, and my thanks to colleague John Yule for sharpening up the needles for this second session. In view of the unpleasant weather we had been experiencing when I prepared the programme, I thought I ought to bring some sunshine into the proceedings, and hence my Gershwin selection, Summertime. Excuse. The weather, as I look out, is sunny, so perhaps the choice of track was not out of place. The musicians on the performance were Don Sickler, trumpet and arranger, Roy Hargrove, trumpet, and he does play French horn on the album, Frank Lacey, trombone, Bobby Watson, alto, and he also is an arranger on the album, Billy Pierce, tenor, Mulgrew Miller, piano, Bob Hirsch on bass, and Kenny Washington on drums. This was recorded in Englewood Cliffs, which makes it have all the hallmarks of Rudy Van Gelder in New Jersey on the 26th of April 1988. The album is called Super Blue, and this seems to give the title to the group on this occasion. As I mentioned, a Blue Note album. The soloists were Roy Hargrove, Bobby Watson, Don Sickler and Bob Hirsch on bass. To follow, a request, but not from a member of our usual audience. Last week, because of time constraints, I was obliged to omit from my playlist a recording I originally intended to include. Friend John Yule commented that he was disappointed by this omission, so I said that I would include it in this week's show. The disc is by big band leader Gerald Wilson, who, as John remarked, does not get a lot of exposure to jazz enthusiasts. The track is taken from Gerald Wilson's album You Better Believe It, and this album shows his ability to include leading musicians in his sidemen lineup. The musicians are Ray Triscari, Jimmy Zito, John Ordino and Carmel Jones trumpets, Bob Edmondson, Lester Robertson and John Ewing on trombones, Ken Schreier, bass trombone, Buddy Collette, clarinet, alto and flute, Harry Clee, alto, Harold Land and Teddy Edwards on tenors, Jack Nimitz, baritone, Richard Grooveholm's organ, Jimmy Bond, bass and Mel Lewis is the drummer. Gerald Wilson also conducts and arranges. And the unusual title, it was recorded in Los Angeles on September the 9th, 1961. And I'm afraid I can't identify this individual for you, but it's Blues for Ina, Ina by Gerald Wilson and his orchestra. Thank you. Well, no, Richard Grew Holmes on organ on that track, and I'm more than sure that he didn't lay down the piano part. I'll double check that. Pity, because John's right. Gerald Wilson is not overexposed, and I intend to see if I can dig out some more of his work, because he's been around for quite some time. Back to the roots now. Well, just from New Orleans, which should bring a spring into the step of some swing time listeners. Here we have Kid Thomas Valentine and his Creole Jazz Band. They're playing at Panama, and the lineup here is Kid Thomas Valentine trumpet, Louis Nelson trombone, Emmanuel Paul tenor, Joe James piano, George Goosen banjo, Altheed Slowdrag Pavago bass, and Sammy Penn on drums. And of course, recorded in New Orleans on the 24th of May 1959. Panama. Thank you. two examples from each end of the wide jazz spectrum. However, you may have not recognised the version of Weather Report's Birdland I played. That was an extract of a live performance in California in 1976, a little time after the Weather Report original release. To remind you of the lineup, it was Wayne Shorter on tenor and soprano sax, Joe Zawinul synthesizer, piano, melodica, Jaco Pastorius, electric bass guitar and mandolin, Alex Acuna on drums, and Manolo Badzina on tambourine. And as I mentioned, without being able to give you an exact date, that was at a live performance in North California in 1976. An interesting snippet of information, courtesy of the BBC, came my way this week, which I thought I would share with you. One of the artists to be celebrated at the Proms in July this year will be Sarah Vaughan. This due to the fact that 2024 is the centenary of Sarah Vaughan's birth. This is something that I am sure that John Yule and I will be picking up on in the coming months. To start the ball rolling here, in my opinion, is one of them of Miss Vaughan's most celebrated recordings. This is Embraceable You, and she is accompanied by Jimmy Jones piano, Joe Benjamin bass, Roy Haynes on drums. The conductor and arranger was Ernie Wilkins, with, of course, Sarah vocal. This was recorded in New York City on the 18th of December 1954. Although the session comprised a seven-man lineup led by trumpeter Clifford Brown, I have opted for a track on which all the horn men lay out. My view is that to successfully record a tune as slow as this requires exceptional skill. Sarah Vaughan is more than equal to this task. This is Embraceable You.
Embrace me, my sweet, embraceable you. At you, my heart grows tipsy in me. You and you alone brings out the gypsy. I love all the many charms about you. Above all, I want my arms about you. Naughty baby, come to mama, do my sweet embrace. subway you. About you, above all, I want my arms about you. Don't be a naughty, naughty baby. Come to mama, come to mama, do.
First of a number of Sarah Vaughan tracks which will be cropping up on Swing Time over the coming months. The missing front line from that session were Clifford Brown trumpet, Herbie Mann flute and Paul Quinichette on tenor. And perhaps we'll pick up another track from that session in one of these later performances. Now, roll the carpet back for some Latin American jazz, courtesy of Dizzy Gillespie. This is Mas Que Nada, with Dizzy on trumpet, James Moody, tenor and flute, Kenny Barron, piano, Frank Schifano, bass, Bill Butler, guitar, Otis Candy Finch Jr., no less on drums, with Panama Francis providing further percussion. Candido is the conga player. Recorded in Los Angeles on the 25th of May 1957, Mas Que Nada. Well, despite our endeavours, the Gremlins strike again. And my only solution will be, I'm afraid, to take a rather large sledgehammer to the right-hand machine. But, hey, we'll carry on. One additional ability of Sarah Vaughan was her prowess at piano playing. This achievement is shared by our next female vocalist, Shirley Horn. Indeed, on the next track, Shirley Horn supplies the piano playing part, and her guest on the programme is Branford Marsalis. So, It Had to Be You with Shirley Horn, recorded with Branford Marsalis on tenor and Charles Abel bass with Steve Williams drums. Recorded in New York City on the 12th of June or the 13th of August 1990. This is It Had to Be You.
It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found the somebody who could make me be true. Just to be sad, thinking of you. Some others I've seen, might never be mean, might never be cross, or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. Nobody else gave me a thrill with all your faults. I love you still. It had to be. Wonderful you. It had to be you. others I've seen. Might never be mean. Might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. Nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I'd love you still. It had to be you. Wonderful.
Shirley Horn and Branford Marsalis, It Had to Be You. Well, if you haven't this year, you can't blame swing time. But if you put your skates on, you've just about time to make it.
One more time. odds about one more once.
Well, John Newell just about got it right one more time. Incidentally, that was take two of that famous recording rather than the normal take one. But I don't think you would notice too much of a difference. A couple of seconds shorter, if anything. Well, getting towards the end of the show now, and I do hope that you've enjoyed today's edition of Swing Time from John Yule and myself, Mike Coates, here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. We hope to be back here at 1 p.m. next Tuesday, and please feel free to tune in. We welcome you on the show again. To go out today, a piece of music that not only fulfilled the role of an important composition in the Charles Mingus discography, but at the time was in itself an important political statement. Fables of Forbes, written at a time when Governor Forbes of Arkansas was attempting to block integration of Afro-Americans into local schools. This was not the only musical political statement that would emanate from Charles Mingus. Our version today is taken from the Mingus album Mingus Are On. Fables of Forbes, with Jimmy Nepper trombone, John Handy alto, Booker Irvin tenor, Horace Parlan piano, Charles Mingus bass, and Danny Richmond drums. Recorded in the 30th Street Studio in New York City, 5th of May 1959. Fables of Forbes.
Thank you.